The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. As Stephen so elegantly said, I'm your host, Steve Crump, and my colleague and cohort, Mr. David Rector's back from vacation this week. And I really won't, before we get too far along, give a special shout out to Mr. Bill Berry with Rock Hill Parks Recreation Tourism for filling in with me last week. I thought we had a pretty good show. So how was the vacation, Mr. Rector?
Very good. I enjoyed it. Went up to the mountains and talking about highs of 72, 75 degrees all week. And beautiful.
Was it crowded though?
It was not crowded.
Really?
Nope. Actually, it's a down. If you go to the mountains in the summer, it's off season. So it's really, I guess people want to go up there and freeze and ski and do all that kind of stuff.
Well, when I lived there in the 60s and 70s, that wasn't true.
Yeah.
You know, the way we did it, in the winter, it was too cold to go anywhere. In the summer, it's too crowded to go anywhere. So basically, you stayed at home.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't too crowded, really. We went up to West Jefferson, which is kind of a laid-back little town. And there's not a lot of kids up there, which is kind of fun for me and my wife. We don't want to.
A lot of retired.
There's a lot of kids. Yeah. There's a lot of retired people. And then we went over to Boone. And there's a lot of parents bringing their kids to App State for orientations and stuff like that. But for the most part, it wasn't too crowded.
App State's just gone crazy.
Yeah, it has.
When I was at Cullowhee at Western Carolina back in the 70s, Western and Appalachian State were about the same size, about 7,200 students. Last year when I went to Cullowhee, or 2 years ago I went to Cullowhee, Cullowhee's locked it at 11,000 and App had over 30,000.
Yeah.
And where they put all them people up there, I haven't figured out yet. Yeah. There wasn't that much room.
Yeah, Boone. You don't want to go to Boone probably when school's in.
I think that would be a lot of walking. Yeah. But anyway, so how's everything in the Carolina Fresh world this week?
Good. We are still rolling along, doing some mulch, and all our warm season grasses are looking awesome. They thrive in this heat and getting a little rain, thunderstorms here and there, and the color of them is just beautiful, dark green, blue.
Zoysias and the Bermudas, I've seen. I don't get out much, but when I do get out, they are phenomenal this year.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen a whole lot of weed problems this summer.
No, not too bad. I mean, early
spring, but
when it was trying to transition, we had all that rain and pre-emergence kind of washed out and all. But now, if you just cut them low, keep them fertilized, they take care of a lot of the weeds.
Yeah, you're 2.5 inches, not 4.5 like fescue.
Yeah, cut it on down.
I did have a question that was posed to me Wednesday or Thursday that I started to call you, but I knew I'd be talking to you today. Ladies wanted to put pre-emergent on her Bermuda this late.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
It actually wouldn't hurt it. I mean, if you hadn't done it, there's definitely there's always time to do it.
She did it back in February.
You probably need to do another one.
It probably bleached out by now.
Now, sometimes it can inhibit growth if you do too much pre-emergence. And we call for like 3 a year. It's not like fescue. I mean, you can't keep doing pre-emergence because you got a seed, in the fall. Right. But Bermuda, you won't really have to seed it. So
it's always about the same.
Yeah, it's always the same. So we call for one. Technically, late February, March, put one down, and then do one again in May, and then you do the one in October for winter weeds and stuff. So
now October weeds, they do it 007.
Yep, that's what we got. Yep,
and I think that's pretty much the standard that everybody's recommending now. I noticed when I went by there to see Ashley the other day that you had some more bins filled.
Yeah, we got some rocks. We got good screen topsoil. I've got some Palmetto Supreme from Dan McQueen. It kind of rhymes, doesn't it? Palmetto Supreme from Dan McQueen.
I haven't seen Dan in a long time.
I have to call him. I need to get some money for that. Pretty good. And we got some, well, we got the aggregates that people use underneath pavers, patios, stuff like that. Crush and run and the kind of like a builder's sand. But we're going to be doing more. We're expanding in the back. We've, now I got so jammed up with what I had over there. So I just had to, we keep it expanding and pushing out, stretching out.
Anything wrong with expanding?
Yeah. If you use what you got. Our lot's like, well, not wide, but it's long. So,
It goes way back there.
But it's like 6 acres there, so it don't seem like that much.
But then there's some there you can't use.
There's a pond down there, but I don't know if we can use that. We might build a pier out there.
I haven't been down there in years. Back when I was a kid, we used to fish that pond.
Yeah.
But we used to fish all the ponds out there back those days.
Maybe one day me and you will get bored enough to go back there and just fish for a day.
You and Tommy. I don't do the fishing.
I don't either.
I don't have the patience. Yeah. If I don't catch something the first 15 minutes, I'm ready to go do something else.
Well, we need to buy some fish and throw them in there, and then we can go out there and catch them.
We got some in our pond, but nobody fishes it anymore.
You got the big pond.
Yeah, nobody fishes anymore. Yeah, Sonny Collins told me a long time ago, he said, people think they got money, build a house at the lake. People with money build a lake in their backyard. So. I didn't think it was funny, but he thought it was hilarious. But anyway. Now, we've run into, for some reason, after Memorial Day, it kind of slowed up on us, the retail deal, landscaping. Mm-hmm. We're still slammed till September. But it kind of slowed up a little bit, but the number of people dropped, but how much each one was buying increased. So
We're still in a similar situation. The foot traffic slowed down a little bit, but people are gone on vacation, and
you got vacations.
You had graduation that week. Yeah. That week after graduation, with Rock Hill was deserted.
But you know, this week has picked back up. So. Mm-hmm. And with the hot weather, I was kind of surprised we had as many people as we did.
Yep.
But then our year ends tomorrow. So
there you go.
Anyway, there's the music, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Mike Elder. We're the pool care specialists at Imperial Pool and Spa in Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. We're your local BioGuard dealer, ready to assist you with a wealth of pool care knowledge, wide range of proven BioGuard products, and everything needed to establish the best system. Come see us.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench, and I'm going to throw in my plug right now. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. We were talking about sod and that kind of thing, and I guess the same old deal. You still need to water your sod, and no matter what it is. But our theory is when you put it in, let me back up a second. In York County, we're fortunate to have a 12-month planting season. It doesn't get cold enough or the ground frozen enough really to slow us down. And hot weather doesn't really bother the plants or the grass, except Bermudians always just seem to love the hot weather. Mm-hmm. So that's really a good time. We were talking off air before we started that the installation can be a little tricky because you don't want to put the sod on dry ground and try to water it later. The same way with plants, they need to be wet going in because if you put them in dry, it's almost impossible to get them wet again.
Yeah.
And everybody would think they can just fill the hole with water or something. And that went out a long time ago. We don't do that anymore. But
I brought that up a couple of weeks ago.
If you pull it out, or set the pot on the ground, fill it full of water, make sure it's good and wet before you pull it out of the pot. Plant it in the ground, plant it about a quarter to a half inch high, and soak it real good because you want all that soil to settle around the root ball. Because if you don't, you get air pockets that drain the water away, and you'll be sitting there wasting your time. And
yeah, think you did it right, and you really didn't. So
yeah, it doesn't matter when you put it in, October, January, July, the first two seasons, you got to pretty much baby the plants until they get established. And sod's pretty much the same way, except that's more like 2 or 3 weeks instead of 2 or 3 seasons.
But sod, when you're putting it in this time of year, it's good to dampen the ground. I mean, you got your ground all level. You got it like you want it. You don't want to make it so muddy you can't put the grass down and make it your stuff in level, but just dampen it a little bit. That way the roots touching some moisture. And then once you get it all done, I tell people to flood it. Just really wet it good all the way through. Make sure you can roll the sod up and look and make sure it's coming through the root down there. And then keep it damp for a good week. I say twice a day, and then the next week maybe in the morning, and then periodically after that. Hopefully you would have got some rain within 2 weeks, but you never know.
But amazing thing about the zoysias anyway, I've got zoysias in my yard that's been in since the late 80s. And when we had the drought in 2002, I cut the irrigation off and hadn't cut it back on since.
Mm-hmm.
Mine looks as good as anybody in the county.
Yeah.
But what I found out, and you can tell me if this is true or not, but this is personal experience. When I started irrigating it and then had to cut it off, when the water not because of water restrictions, but because we were worried about water supply, it struggled.
Yeah.
But when I never started irrigation, it seemed to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you don't want to get started and then quit. You just don't, well, you don't want to do it or
kinda,
not do
you
it.
You kind of make it a weak plant by watering more. You know, I've got a fescue lawn, and I think I've watered my yard maybe 9-10 times this year, maybe. And it wasn't even for a long period of time, that 1 week when we were back in May when it was 95 hot. But I try to, if I do water, we water deeper, less times a week, you know. And then,
longer, less often.
Yep, yeah. Just like nature. You want to,
same way
you
want
to make it similar to Mother Nature. You don't want to, you know, watering every day. And I've had a business, contracting business, where I'd go cut people's grass year after year, and I'd try to take care of their water and system. I'd go in there, and it'd be reset every week. I'd go back and reset it. And I think people enjoy playing with their irrigation system. It's nothing wrong with it, but
no, what it is, they put all that money putting pipe in the ground, and they want to see some water throw.
Yeah, but I think it's nice to have the water, but you can save yourself a lot of money by not running it all the time too, and do a better job with your plants and grass. To be honest with you.
We had one near the nursery over there, pretty close actually, next door. And the lady said, I've got the prettiest fescue lawn that anybody in Rock Hill. Went over there in the spring, and it was just as pretty green as you'd ever seen. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even walk on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you walked on it, you sunk. I'm watering it 30 minutes four times a day.
My gosh.
Well, you're not going to have any come April or come August.
Those fungus gets in there.
Brown Patch is going to eat you for lunch. And he came back, and sure enough, Brown Patch had taken it out. But with the plants, it's kind of the same thing. We lose less plants in the summertime than we do in the wintertime, and we don't lose many. The national average now, they tell me, is about 10%, and we lose half of 1%. But most of that, that's bed preparation. And the same thing with your sod is bed preparation's everything. And it's – in the summertime, people know they got to take care of it because it's hot. But in the wintertime, we'll have a 6-week dry spell and they don't think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the air is real dry in the winter, too. So and it dries quickly.
They cut the irrigation off about October and they don't think about it until it gets hot in April or May that they need to turn it back on. So, but it's, you know, it's same thing. We recommend now you go, if you planted it even last summer, you go out, stick your finger in the root ball. If it's dry, you water it. If it's damp, wait a day or two and check it again.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, in the 90s, you should be checking it about 3 times a week. Yep. Don't need to water it every day. Don't need to water it all day or even 20 mm-hmm. minutes. Now, really since 2008, about everybody's gone to, on shrubs drip. And mm-hmm. same thing as gallons per hour, so you got to run it a long time to get a little bit of water.
But yep.
Anyway, here comes the music in, so we're going to take another quick break to pay the bills, and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
Instead of going to the beach, enjoy the water at home with an above-ground pool from Imperial Pools. This is Mike Elder. For the cost of spending a week at the beach, your family will enjoy a pool at home for many summers to come. See Imperial Pools, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill, and next to the Food Line in Lake Wylie.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Get a jump on spring. When you plant now, your plants establish roots before the spring growing season. For a wide selection of landscape quality plants, come see us today. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, and we've been talking this time of year, our favorite subject is water, 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 and we've talked about watering the sod, new
it's
sod.
A good subject. Yeah, I had a question I was going to ask Steve. I've got my raised beds and everything in the back, and they're doing awesome. I've got like 10 different things growing. I got cucumber last night and my tomatoes have been going slow. I don't know what's going on with them. I think it just took them a long time to get going. But I was talking about water, and when you water them, I always wondered, should you water the leaves and everything, or should you just water the underneath? Or, you know, sometimes I feel like I need to put it on the leaves. I don't know why. Just think it maybe because it feels good. I think it would feel good to the plant, but
well, when it rains, it gets on
there. Yeah, it gets on there, too. But it rain's a little different than what I'm throwing on it. City water.
That's true, too. Big difference. Yeah. But anyway, you want to soak the ground. And I tell people you want to soak it good and deep, just like you mm-hmm. shrubs in your grass. You don't want to just wet the top and just
tease it
kind mm-hmm. of thing, because the roots will stay on top of the ground when you do that. And with hot weather, you really need the deeper roots. I always watered them deep and then wet the foliage too. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing you need to be careful on, you don't want to miss the leaves in mm-hmm. the middle of the day with 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. It will burn the leaves because it gets on there and get little brown spots and you think you got a fungus.
Like a little magnifying glass
exactly,
on there.
Exactly. That's what it does. I've never had a problem watering it in the evening, and though most of your experts now say don't do that, but as long as it dries out, and mm-hmm. what we had the other night, 72 degrees at midnight, mm-hmm. that's not going to really be conducive to causing fungus. We don't have mm-hmm. enough moisture in the air at that time of night anyway. But you want it to dry out. You don't want to keep it wet all mm-hmm. the time. But
yeah, I don't water mine every day. I mean, I do it two, three times a week, depending on the temperatures and stuff. I do it in the evening just mainly because that's when I got time to do it.
Well, that's
in the morning.
That's probably more than enough. But
yeah.
our little secret was when you see the leaves start drooping, time mm-hmm. put some water on.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't want to let them turn brown.
Yeah, my pepper plants were kind of hanging down last night, but I looked at them this morning. They were
back
out of there.
Yep.
So.
I don't know. You can overwater vegetables, I guess, but if you don't do it every day and do mm-hmm. it, just
same theory we were just talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, use some common sense. You know, you don't want to flood them and all that. And your tomatoes, it's probably the cool weather in the spring, because mm-hmm. everybody thinks, well, it's 70 or 80 degrees, where's my tomatoes? And it doesn't work that way. It's ground temperature, not air temperature, that matters. And you can put the seed out, and if it doesn't get warm enough, it's not going to germinate. That's just the way it is. Same way with grass seed. I mean, and anything else seed.
It'll be like it always is with a tomato plant. It'll be like you'll have no tomatoes, and you have 100 one week.
Yeah. You walk out there, and you don't know where you're going to put them all, yeah.
That's why people maybe from up north or may have to get used to down here. Everybody down here, we give each other maters, so if somebody starts handing you tomatoes the next couple of weeks, that's the way we help.
That's
help
a good get rid thing. Of them. That's a nice thing. Oh, we used to grow a lot of corn in the same way. When our corn was ready, everybody else's was ready too.
It's boom.
And one year we had so much that I called people I knew didn't have gardens. I said, "You need some corn?" Yeah, I'll take a couple dozen. I take them 15, 20 dozen ears and dump them on their porch and leave. Some of them still don't speak to me because of that.
You can't give me enough corn. I love corn.
I hate throwing the stuff away. So, and there's some years we didn't do too good, but other years we had a bang crop. And weird enough, we had one a few years ago, and we probably had, oh, I guess it was 80 by 200, 300 patch. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you were here when Paul was talking about it. Corn self-pollinates. The tassel on top, the pollen drops down, and where the silks are, that's what it pollinates. It's you really need a patch of it, not a couple
can't
of
just plants. Have, you can't just have a couple plants. Stalks, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a patch of it so it intertwines. And we had a lot of storms that spring. I mean, we went out there, and I can't tell you how many times we had to straighten them back up, stand them up. Finally, the last time I told him, this is it. If it blows over again, I'm done. And we didn't get to the house till the storm hit and blew them over again. So they go back out there and stand them up again. And so I made a liar out of myself. But we had the best crop we'd ever had that year. I mean, we worked on corn for two solid days from 8 in the morning to midnight. You putting it up, because we froze it and all that jazz. So, but that was when I gave away a bunch of it and made people mad. But tomatoes, we had some trouble with. We hadn't put it in a garden in the last couple of years because Tom and I just aren't able to take care of it anymore and get it in on time and all that jazz. Not as busy as we've been. But we even had trouble with them a couple of years ago, and I don't really know what the deal is. It seemed like we get some pretty tomatoes on them, and then they wouldn't turn. They just sit there
There's
green.
There's all kinds of weird things that can happen.
And then when they did, one year we did have some pretty nice big tomatoes, and it got real hot, and they split. It just almost seemed like it was cheaper to go buy. But anyway, here come Matthew sending us the signal again, so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back to Gardner's Bench. This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Spring is here. Start planning your spring landscaping today. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road and see our wide selection of locally grown plants. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
This is Mike Elder. Never miss a moment in your pool due to algae and cloudy water. Try BioGuard's new True Blue Promise. You'll enjoy spectacular sparkling water all season long. See the pros at Imperial Pools and Spas in Lake Wylie next to Food Line or on 21 Bypass Rock Hill for details.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. It's time to finish up this rendition. And had a pretty good show, I think, Mr. David. But we were talking off air, and you were telling me something I didn't know, that y'all have propane services now.
Yeah, we're back selling propane again. Now, we had to move our tank to the other side of the building, so but we're back in the propane business, and that's, Newport Hardware's not there, and this is one place over on that side of town where you can fill your tank, and we'll bleed the line, fill it all the way up. When you go to these, when you trade out these tanks and stuff, it's technically not full as it could be, so...
Yeah, I've
heard that. Come get a little bit more, and you know, we got July 4th coming. People are going to be grilling and all, so maybe it's a good time to tell everybody. And I think Steve's got the same holiday hours as we have next week. We're going to be open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we're closed the rest of the week.
So. We are. We're going to be closed 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, but we're always closed on Sundays and always will be. I'll tell a quick story. Back long time ago, probably in the late 80s, we got the bright idea we were going to be open on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Back then, you couldn't open at 1 o'clock, and yep. There were all kind of restrictions. You could open earlier, but there were restrictions on what you could sell and couldn't sell. It wasn't worth the trouble. So we did it for 13 weeks straight. The problem was Tommy and I were having to work 13 straight days before we got a day off.
Yeah, keep working.
That got you tired pretty quick, and... it rained 12 out of the 13 weeks, and I figured somebody was trying to tell me something, and I didn't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
People come in, well, can I post date the check yesterday? So they won't, the bank won't know that I was shopping on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that was
a long time
that
ago.
That was big football days. So we've never been up on Sunday since. So.
We tried it a little bit, but it's just, I mean, we're a small business. We only have so many people working, and you can't work people 7 days a week. I mean, I don't want to work 7 days a week.
I'm not going to work anymore. I'm working too many hours now. Yeah. But anyway, come see Be the One of Us, and we're not that far apart. So, and
as a crow flies, we're about a mile apart, probably. But
well, it's not about 2 miles by road, because we're a mile and a half from 161, and you're about a half a mile on the right. So anyway, come see us, and we will. And right now, we've got some of the prettiest plants we've had in a long time. And right now, we've got plenty of them. Now, come September, I have a feeling it's going to be a different story.
Yeah.
We're already booking for September landscaping now.
So. Good.
And so if you want it done, you can't wait till Thursday and say, I want it next week. That's not going to happen. And I don't know anybody, what I call reputable. I guess we are reputable after 40 years. Maybe not. I don't know. Depending on who you talk to. But. Nobody's going to be able to jump on it real fast.
Somebody's not busy, then there might be a reason.
There's a problem, So.
And sod-wise, if you want sod this time of year, we don't keep a lot of extra on hand because of the heat, and it doesn't last very long. But if you call 3 or 4 days ahead of time, we can get what you want. If you want one piece of sod or 20 pieces or now 20 pallets. I mean, we'll get you what you want.
Now, don't tell me I wait 3 or 4 days for those 2 pallets.
No, Steve, I was happy they ordered some sod this week, and I got to get him some more, so we'll get him some first of the week.
Yeah, once you get started, and then the lady adds to it. And
that's good.
And I'm not totally sure Tommy didn't misfigure it, but...
Don't sell Tommy out.
He won't admit to that, and I'm not going to accuse him of that.
I might bring him by a measuring wheel over there.
Yep. But it's we're there 9 to 3 today, and y'all are open.
We're open now. Yeah, we're open now to 2.
You're 8 to 2. We're 9 to 3.
Yeah, we're 8 to 5:30 during the week, and
we're the same thing. 8 to 5:30. So now in July and August we will be closed on Saturdays. We started that about 20 years ago. Well, Matthew's over here waving his finger at me, so I guess that means it's about time. So that's it for this week's Gardener Bench, and we'll see you next Saturday on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Gay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.